Here's a question I have for you. How often do you have fun as a family? What does fun as a family look like for you? This is a question that was stemmed by a video that I got to see online of this family that I'm trying to get a right estimation of the ages of their kids. It's a parents that have three kids. And I think the oldest must be about 5 years old, followed by a younger one who looks about three-ish or somewhere there. And the youngest one who seems to be about 2 years old, about 2 years old or so. And every evening, this is their bedtime routine, they actually go out and they have an absolute party, part of their bedtime. It's not completely quiet, and it's a dance off for a good couple of minutes. I think it's about 3 minutes of dancing, and everybody is in on it, and they know the moves to it. And you might be thinking, wait, there's one person that I know, especially parents with young kids. You might be thinking, there's one person I know who kids love their dancing to. Is it Danny Go? Yes, parents, it is Danny Go. And can you imagine the energy in the room of all three kids plus parents dancing to a song like this? I've got a feeling there's kids in the car that's probably bobbing their heads going, oh, this is really nice. Impact plays some nice music. Well, this is the music they were listening to as part of their bedtime routine. And I can imagine those kids are probably tired at the end of the song. But they are having a fun time, and which brought me to this conversation. And joining us in studio is someone who's going to really help us through this conversation. Is a counseling psychologist, Caitlin Vincent, who is going to unpack this space of fun in family for us so that we know what to do. Caitlin, it's good to have you. Welcome to Drive 3 to 6.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be with you.
Fun families. I almost want to say put the fun back into family, but family doesn't really have fun in the name. But this is something that is not so common, well, at least in the circles that I know. Are you finding that this is something that is really reflecting that as a people, we're not having as much fun as families?
Yeah, I think if we look at the daily demands, I think a lot of families are trying to keep their head above water and meet the basic demands of the family. And fun sometimes gets substituted for that and trying to make sure that there's a meal with three different color veggies and all these other things that are really important also, but sometimes take the place of fun.
Yeah, and I mean, those things are very important. You want to make sure that they're eating well. You want to make sure that they sleep in time, they're drinking water, that they have good manners and good character, all these wonderful things that for parents can feel like a lot. But fun feels like it's something pivotal. And I don't know the study at all. I haven't even checked online. But my head is telling me that this must be of value towards the family structure, towards children. What's the value of creating a space where there's fun that happens in the home?
Yeah, absolutely. I think fun is such a foundation for attachment. And if we look at a family with good attachment, there are so many benefits. It helps children be more resilient. It helps them with a sense of belonging. And if they have a sense of belonging at home, they can kind of deal with all the storms of life that come at them. And if we look at the most common metaphor used in research when we look at family systems, it's the metaphor of the parents being the harbor, and that children will go out into the storm, and they're meant to go out into the storm and finish all their fuel and take a beating from the storm and then come back to the harbor to be refueled. And I think fun is a lot of that refueling. Mm-hmm. Fun is that establishing the sense of belonging, is them feeling like they can go through the storms of life because they can come back and be refueled. And if they come back and face a storm at home as well, they're not going to be able to establish themselves and develop as they should within the world. And so that fun becomes absolutely foundational with the well-being of the family system for the parents and for the children.
I know there's a lot of parents that might be hearing us and thinking we're talking about toddlers only, right? And I say this because I've heard Focus on the Family speaks about fun in marriage. So these are adults that are also being encouraged to have fun within the marriage. Is there like an age limit, so to say, quote unquote, for where fun in the family could be in terms of how the kids could be?
No, I think if you the benefit will be if you start them early, it'll be modeled straight the way through.
Yeah.
I've got in my family, I've got an aunt who she religiously plays worship or classic music in the morning, and her son ended up going to join the army, and all the guys in the army were like, why do you keep playing music all the time? and here he was with this classical music at the army. And I think you infiltrate it young, and it just continues to benefit them the whole way through. And then they model that to other people. people, and having that fun even when separated. So I can imagine this family that you're speaking about with them dancing, they're going to go to a sleepover one day. They're going to be at varsity in their dorm rooms jamming before they go to bed. It gets ingrained in them and it becomes something that's modeled to them that they then reflect to others.
Yeah, man, I can imagine those must be really iconic memories. I don't think there's a better word than to say iconic memories, and really just building into the safety and the power of family. But I know for a lot of us, we always just, when you think fun, we think, man, this must be so time consuming and it's going to need a lot of money. The circus is in town. So you're saying I should go to the circus and I should take them to games every other night. It almost feels like we're limited towards having to spend money. Is this a fair conclusion?
I would try go the opposite way. I'd try to say, try and make the fun inexpensive. Try and make sure that the fun is sustainable. Take your everyday life and turn that into a form of attachment. And so if we look at the studies to kind of promote attachment, one of the best therapeutic approaches is called TheraPlay, and they have four different tenets of attachment. And so it's nurturance, challenge, structure, and engagement. And all of those have very inexpensive ways of implementing that form of attachment. Like, so for example, nurturance is like putting on lotion, being able to say to your child, like, come let me help you with this, let's brush your hair, or whatever is appropriate and would make your child feel appropriate. And then something like structure is having a kitchen fairy that helps you cook dinner.
Yeah.
And you can give them tasks and they can feel that they're part of the structure. And nothing makes a kid feel more fulfilled than everyone sitting down and saying, who made this supper? And they're saying, me, I did. And so it's these wonderful times to have fun that are part of your everyday life. So when looking at fun, I think the exception should be going to the circus. I think the first point of reference would be to say, what needs to be done today and how can we make that fun so that it's sustainable and that we ingrain fun as part of the cooking routine, as part of the bed routine, as part of the bath routine, things you do every day, because then it will become more sustainable.
Sure. And I mean, even when you mentioned just these few examples of cooking with one of your kids, I mean, it feels like it will slow down the process, but actually it's so little to what it does towards that connection between parents and child. And so often, you know, at the end of the day, you catch up with them. Okay, how did it go at school? What's the homework? You're cooking supper and it's go, 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 go. Before you know, you need to bath, you need to get dressed, you need to sleep because you need to wake up in the morning. And finding those connection moments in the run of the day is incredible. I think you've got some more examples to also share as
well. Yeah, so I absolutely love this approach. So we often use it with families when they're introducing an adoptive child, because obviously they're wanting to build an attachment relatively quickly because this child's now feeling quite overwhelmed and we want them to feel the sense of belonging as soon as possible. And so of those different techniques, you can literally Google TheraPlay and give your child's age and it'll come up with different very practical examples that are really beneficial for any age. And so like for engagement, it goes as early as peekaboo and then hide and seek and then charades. And you can see that it's peekaboo is for like your below twos, hide and seek. I mean, my son is 3 years old and I'll say, okay, are you going to go hide? And he said, yes, I'm going to go hide in the dog kennel. And then he'll go and hide there and you still got to act surprised when you find him in the dog kennel. And then charades is like for your teenagers. And those are all really really inexpensive ways that you can get going. And I know Focus on the Family, they send me this gift and disclaimer. I'm not getting any royalties for this, but they give these little cards that are called talkables.
Yeah.
It's called the talkable cards.
I've actually got a stack here next to me, these ones.
See, they gave them to you too. This is how they expand their products. But they've got little cards that you can say, like, at dinner, do you guys want to pick a card? Everyone pick a card. And so there's some really inexpensive ways of just digging into that. I think it always ends up that the moms are doing the nurturance and the dads are doing the challenge and engagement. But it'll be really good to kind of sit down with the four different paradigms and come up with something from each so that your child isn't only experiencing nurturance and fun and they're not only experiencing challenge. So challenge would be like toss at a target, like throw something in the bin, doing a puzzle, that's also doing dinner if they want to do dinner by themselves. And so you don't want to focus only on one. We want to have like a holistic approach so that they kind of hitting all four of these points, because that's what the literature highlights is relevant for attachment. You don't want only nurturance or only challenge.
And it, even when you speak about teenagers, I mean, I had my niece visiting over the weekend, and when she left, she's just like, no, Uncle Kwasi, we have to do a TikTok challenge. Anything else, TikTok, who? But even as something as simple as small as a TikTok challenge, where you feel like you're looking absolutely ridiculous, it's a moment of connection, which I think will be incredible. But Caitlin, let's speak maybe before you get to wrap up our time together. Would something like an extramural activity be beneficial towards connecting that? And I ask this because sometimes for some of us as parents, we're able to get them signed up. But man, it feels in my head, I'm going, it must be special for them if they keep seeing me at their games. Is it something like that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the beauty of extramurals is that it's a combination of a peer and a parent. And so you've got the independence where the child has autonomy and they have the sense of agency, and it's really good for them emotionally to be around peers, but then still knowing that the harbor's there. And so then after this game, they can come back to you and they can debrief. Like, this is what happened. Did you see me do this? Did you see me do that? And that's a great opportunity to reconnect with the harbor, so that they know that you've got an eye on them, so they can feel that you're supportive and you're showing up, and you can share and celebrate the growth and the challenges that they're going through as well. And so I know, again, my three-year-old, he's learning rugby.
Yeah.
But he actually doesn't play with the ball. It sounds ridiculous. All he does is learn to run zigzags.
Oh, wow, great.
And he comes home and he puts the cones down and he just wants to run zigzags. And every time we're like, don't you want the ball? And he's like, no, I'm just running zigzags. And it's so sweet to see that he's coming and teaching us, which is giving him such a sense of agency. And it's also him inviting us into his world. And so I think extramurals are wonderful, and we don't want to see them as someone else raising the kids. We want to see that they have that influence on our children, but we definitely want to use it as a touch point of that reconnection to the harbor.
Yeah,
of that, I still want to be part of your life.
I love this harbor example, because it's actually such a brilliant analogy, and you kind of see it play out every single corner and facet of life. Caitlin, this has been very insightful. I feel energized again, and I feel like I'm just being encouraged to realize that there's opportunities to have fun in the family. It doesn't have to be Danny Go at 8 p.m. every night, everybody dancing like crazy, but it could be something as small as, I know you mentioned it earlier, as a secret handshake. You know, it's something that keeps us connected. It just says, hey, this is what we've got here. This is what you get when you're back in the harbor. And I think it's going to be incredible for just a development into the children. So thank you so much for your time this afternoon and your insight. And hopefully one day we'll hear you saying you're also running zigzags.
Yes, I'll definitely practice my
zigzag. There we go.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Caitlin Vincent, clinical psychologist, chatting to us this afternoon just about such important conversation. Fun in families. I almost want to say, let's put fun back into families, even though family doesn't have the word fun in it. But I do think it's so pivotal that we make sure that there is fun within the household, within our time together, within the morning runs before going to school, of doing a check of, are you wearing your uniform? Dance too. Actually making sure you've got all the items. It could be so many different things that are inexpensive but could be so valuable towards the connecting of the family again.